in the limelight.
Like all US Secretaries of State, Antony Blinken's public statements overwhelmingly focus on the claim that other nations abuse human rights, and that it is America's duty to defend those rights. Which is very silly, considering the fact that the US government is the single worst human rights abuser on planet Earth. We have prepared for you an article written by Caitlin Johnson, an independent journalist based in Melbourne, Australia. The piece is titled, World's Most Tyrannical Regime Can't Stop Babbling About Human Rights. A recent tweet from the US presidential Twitter account reads, America won't back away from its commitment to human rights and fundamental freedoms, claiming, no responsible American president can remain silent when basic human rights are violated. The tweet, an excerpt from the US president's prepared congressional address, was retweeted on Saturday, 1st of May, by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with the caption, we will always defend human rights at home and abroad. Like all US Secretaries of State, Antony Blinken's public statements overwhelmingly focus on the claim that other nations abuse human rights, and that it is America's duty to defend those rights. Which is very silly, considering the fact that the US government is the single worst human rights abuser on planet Earth. And it's not even close. There is no other government that is circling the planet with hundreds of military bases and working to destroy any nation which disobeys it via invasion, proxy wars, blockades, economic warfare, staged coup d'etats and covert operations. There is no other government on Earth whose violence has killed millions of innocent people and displaced tens of millions of people just since the turn of the century. There is no other government waging non-stop wars around the world and dropping scores of bombs per day on human beings in foreign nations in order to perpetuate its iron-fisted domination of our planet. And it just says so much about who is controlling the dominant narratives in our society that these actions are not considered human rights violations. Clearly, we should all have a human right not to be murdered by explosives dropped from the sky. And we in nations where this does not commonly occur would be very upset if it suddenly began happening to us. Clearly, it is an abuse of human rights to deliberately starve children to death because you don't approve of the people who run things in their part of the world. Clearly, it is abuse of human rights to turn a nation to rubble and chaos for profit and geostrategic control. Not a day goes by when the US government is not doing these things, both directly and indirectly, and through its imperial member states. Yet the US Secretary of State spends all day tweeting that other governments around the world are guilty of human rights violations, because as far as power is concerned, narrative control is everything. If mass murder is not an abuse of human rights, then human rights is a meaningless concept. But even if bombing campaigns and other acts of military butchery do not transgress your personal definition of human rights, the United States of America still does not care about human rights. As journalist Mark Ames recently flagged, a few years ago the imperialist narrative managers were very keen on informing Americans that Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte was a human rights abuser, but they haven't been hearing much about what an evil brute he is of late. So what happened? Did Rodrigo Duterte cease promoting the extrajudicial killing of drug users and spontaneously transform into a cuddly human rights advocate? Of course not. What happened? as journalist Mark Ames points out, is that Duterte ceased publicly toying with the notion of pivoting from Washington to Beijing, as he had been doing since taking office, shifting to a hard line against China in support of Manila's longtime imperial overlord. We saw the change in coverage because Washington and its imperial spinmeisters only care about human rights abusers insofar as they can be exploited against the few remaining nations like China that have insisted on their own sovereignty instead of allowing themselves to be converted into member states of the US centralized empire. We know this not only from naked eye observations of the empire's behavior from year to year, but also because they have blatantly said so. As I never tire of reminding readers, a leaked 2017 State Department memo spelled out in plain English how the United States only cares about human rights when they can be weaponized against its enemies, and has a standing policy of ignoring human rights when they are committed by its allies or vassal states. In December of 2017, the website Politico published an internal memo that had been sent the previous May to the then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson by virulent neoconservative Brian Hook. The memo provided an insight into what it looks like when a toxic swamp monster orients a political neophyte to the inner mechanics of the empire, explaining the way human rights are really just a tool to be cynically leveraged to advance the goal of planetary hegemony. It reads like an old veteran explaining the backstory of the new guy in the pilot episode of a new television series. Brian Hook explained in the memo, "In the case of US allies such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia and the Philippines, the administration is fully justified in emphasizing good relations for a variety of important reasons, including counterterrorism, and in honestly facing up to the difficult trade-offs with regards to human rights." Brian Hook further wrote, "One useful guideline for a realistic and successful foreign policy is that allies should be treated differently and better than adversaries. We do not look to bolster America's adversaries overseas. We look to pressure, compete with, and outmaneuver them. For this reason, we should consider human rights as an important issue with regards to US relations with China, US relations with Russia and North Korea. And this is not only because of moral concern for practices inside those countries, it is also because pressing those regimes on human rights is one way to impose costs, apply counter-pressure, and regain the initiative from them strategically." In imperialist terms, human rights is nothing other than a propaganda weapon to be used for building antagonistic international coalitions, manufacturing consent for invasions and regime change operations, and spinning the dominant narrative in support of starvation sanctions and world-threatening Cold War escalations. It's just mass-scale concern trolling of the most destructive and malignant sort imaginable. This is what you are feeding into, by the way, when you parrot State Department lines about how horrible and tyrannical US-targeted governments are. You're helping to circulate the narratives our rulers are spending billions of dollars circulating, and you're doing it for free. You're making the jobs of the imperialists that much easier, because you're unwittingly operating as a pro bono Pentagon propagandist. Don't be a Pentagon propagandist, pro bono or otherwise. Don't be an imperial concern troll. Don't let the worst human rights abuser on Earth get away with pretending to support human rights.